4. Health.
Let's begin our study of vitamin D. It's something we must have. Among other things, it helps our bodies use the important mineral calcium. Calcium makes our bones strong. It also helps our nerves and muscles work the way they should. Let's open our textbooks to page 63. I'd like you to take a look at these pictures. As you can see, these children don't look well at all. The bones in their heads haven't come together as they should. That's why their heads are too big. Their legs curve out. The bones are too soft to stand on. These children didn't get enough vitamin D. Happily, we don't see this too often anymore. Vitamin D is not in most of the foods we eat. We get it mostly from the sun. Ultraviolet rays from the sun transform something in our skin. It becomes what's called pre-vitamin D3. Inside our bodies, it changes again. It becomes what's called active vitamin D. With active vitamin D, our bones can make enough calcium to stay hard. Active vitamin D helps us have enough calcium for our nerves too. This helps us feel calm and sleep well. Today, many people need to have stronger bones. Many older people's bones, especially, break far too easily. One main reason why is that people don't get nearly enough sunlight. We close windows to stay warm in the winter, and in summer, we close windows for air conditioning. But we really need time in the sunshine almost every day.
Number 1. What is shown in the picture in the students' books? Number 2. According to the professor, why do old people have weak bones? Number 3. Why do we need to spend time in the sunshine almost every day? Listen again to part of the lecture and answer the question.
Let's open our textbooks to page 63. I'd like you to take a look at these pictures.
Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
I'd like you to take a look at these pictures.